Hey, welcome to Long Distance Sisters.
I'm Tori.
I'm McKenna.
And I'm Serena.
Come chat with us while we're far apart.
Okay, let's get started. This week, we're playing Guess That Recipe. We got this idea from the Jenna and Julian podcast. They've played this game a few times, I think, on their podcast. Where eventually, essentially, one person finds a recipe and they read the ingredients to the other people, and then the other players have to guess what that recipe is. And famously, Julian gives a recipe to Jenna where the ingredients consist of rice and like vegetable stock or beef stock or something like that.
It's just water, rice and water.
No, it's like a stock.
I listened to it today.
I think it's a stock.
It's water.
I don't think so.
And an unspecified amount of water.
I think
I listened to it today.
But then, okay, and this is supposed to be gruel, but then it is just rice.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought it was stock.
Mm-mm.
No, I think it's water. You just would use a higher ratio of water to rice than if you were like just cooking rice, so that it comes out more like droopy, soggy.
So what the hell's the point in gruel?
Exactly.
Why do they call it gruel?
It's like no one eats gruel.
Well, I was like, oh, they put it with stock to like, you know, make it taste better, like a soup or whatever. Oh,
some people may.
You really think they cared what they fed to prisoners? Are you really
and orphans? Know? Oliver Twist, hello.
I mean, I feel like it still exists today, but we don't call it gruel, but I don't know what we call it.
Call it, oh, it's like porridge? It's like a type of
congee. I don't know.
Oh, is that what congee is?
Congee, I think, is. But like, I thought porridge is a different grain.
Oh.
Like wheat or something.
Porridge is oats, I thought.
Oh.
That's
okay. It's just what the British call their oatmeal bowls.
Porridge is like cream of wheat.
Huh?
Like cream of wheat, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's oatmeal.
Cream of wheat.
Wheat. All right.
Oats wheat.
The Scottish YouTuber I watch has a bowl of oatmeal every morning, but she calls it her morning porridge.
Okay, but wheat and oats, different, right?
Or yeah.
Okay,
they're
different.
Don't. Why would I know that?
Oats are gluten-free.
Okay.
Technically.
Who wants to start?
I'll just the youngest.
I guess I shall go first.
Okay. Why are you looking at us like that?
I think I have very good ones chosen.
Oh, I hope they're not complicated.
They won't be super hard, but they won't be super easy. And they'll be interesting. Okay, you ready for the first one? I think this is probably the easiest.
Okay.
Okay. Flour.
Wait, you're not going to say how much?
That's if you need hints.
No, they said no. How much right off the bat.
You say how much because that's important.
Okay. 3 1/4 cup flour. 2 teaspoons brown sugar. 1. It doesn't specify. It says 1 cornmeal.
Oh shit, a can? Maybe they come in a commonly sized can.
I don't think cornmeal comes in a can.
All right, well, we'll just guess.
Do you know what cornmeal is? That would help.
Like cornbread?
Yeah. It's like a ground
like
up
grits.
Yeah, like grits.
Gross. Okay, I can imagine it,
but like more fine, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
2 teaspoons granulated sugar. 1 1/2 teaspoons salt.
Pause. Is it cornbread? Oh.
No.
It would have more cornmeal than 1, I'm guessing, teaspoon.
1 teaspoon yeast.
Oh.
1 cup of water. And then you can add whatever toppings you desire.
Japanese pancakes. No, that would have egg whites.
Are you making grits?
No.
Wait, so it's a lot of flour. Some sugar, some corn meal, and then salt and water. You're making some kind of bread dough. You're making some kind of dough.
There's yeast.
Yeah, it's a yeasty boy. So it's a bread. And it can have any cornbread. Oh, wait. it's sweet.
It can be.
Regular bread has sugar in it though, Serena.
Oh, not the bread I make.
Ooh. It's what the yeast eats.
I think the sweetness would come more from what toppings you chose to add.
Is it like a name we know? Like, I've eaten this?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you saying it like that?
Oh, yeah. Have.
And it's not cornbread? Is it English muffins? English muffins.
No, but you're...
Well, that was a good guess.
Crumpets?
A crumpet.
Oh. Oh my God. We should time this so that way we don't take forever. So we've eaten it. Bagel bites.
Close.
Bagel.
Yeah. It's bagel? It's a bagel. It's a bagel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cornmeal, you know, on the bottom of a bagel.
Oh, okay. Hey, we got there.
Yes. Woo, 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 woo.
Good job. Good job.
That was good.
Okay.
That was good. That was good.
I'll start with my baked good one then. Okay. So, 1 cup of butter cubed, 1 cup of brown sugar, 3/4 cup of warm water at 110 degrees, 1 tablespoon dry yeast, 1 cup evaporated milk, 1 cup + 1 teaspoon of granulated sugar, 5 1/4 cups bread flour, 1 tablespoon vegetable oil, 4 teaspoons ground cinnamon.
So you're making a cinnamon loaf?
No.
Pretzels.
Mm-mm.
Are we close?
I mean, it's a baked good.
Cinnamon buns. Sweet.
No, not cinnamon buns.
Muffins, cinnamon muffins.
Mm-mm.
Well, use bread flour, so you're making bread. Is it a bread?
It's a bread is in the name of it.
Amish apple bread.
There's no apple.
Bread is in the name?
Yeah, some people also make it by taking like refrigerated biscuit dough and cutting each biscuit into
monkey bread.
Yes.
Oh, you're making monkey bread. Oh, nice.
Monkey bread.
Oh, I love monkey bread. Our dining hall would have monkey bread.
I remember we used to get it at the boardwalk.
I mean, mom's sticky buns are essentially monkey bread. But yeah. Better. I said it.
You're welcome, mom.
Thanks, mom. Okay.
You're killing on the boardwalk, mom.
Okay. This one doesn't have exact measurements, but I'll give the best measurements I can give. Okay. So you'll need like a couple cups of boiling water. You'll need half a lemon sliced. You'll need about half a cup of sugar.
Ah, Serena, your phone. Move it away.
I need to look at the thing. Well,
hold it away.
Okay. And yeah, so like half a cup of sugar about. And one we'll say mason jars worth of dandelions.
Dandelion tea.
No.
Dandelion lemonade.
No.
Dandelion popsicle.
No.
A recipe to bleach your hair.
One that I tried in 8th grade. No. I did do the lemon thing in 8th grade.
Dandelion iced tea.
Mm-mm.
There's no tea.
You can make dandelions into a tea, though. But,
I guess.
No. It's just the heads of dandelions, I think. So just like a jar full of dandelion heads.
Dandelion ice cubes.
Dandelion syrup.
Lemon and dandelion syrup.
No. Not exactly syrup, but like another word. But syrup is basically it. Dandelion honey.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I've always wanted to make it.
That did sound a lot like a recipe to bleach your hair, though. Minus the sugar.
It really does.
All right, me again.
Yes.
Okay. Half tablespoon sesame oil.
Pad Thai.
No. Three star anise.
What the hell is that?
It's a spice. Like, is it, one that looks is it, like a star, you know, before okay. you grind it up.
Okay. Brown.
Two garlic cloves, minced. One teaspoon grated ginger or ginger paste. 6 cups chicken stock.
Tom Yum soup.
Nope. Oh. 3 tablespoons soy sauce. 2 to 3 tablespoons hoisin sauce. 1 teaspoon fish sauce. Juice from 1 lime. Optional jalapeno pepper sliced. Chicken shredded. Rice noodles. And optional toppings include lime wedges, cilantro, Thai basil, or bean sprouts.
It's not ramen.
Sweet sour chicken. Is it a pho?
Yeah.
Just like that.
Well, you said ramen, it's like just the closest.
Yeah. Thing. I was like, that sounds like ramen. I've never had pho. I've always wanted to try it.
Right. I think I got it with mom once at a Vietnamese place in Athens, Georgia, not Athens, Greece.
Yeah.
We ain't like that.
Go ahead, McKay.
Plus, I hope you're not like having pho when you're visiting Athens, Greece.
Yeah, for real.
You living up that Greek and Mediterranean food life.
Yeah.
Okay. 1 package mild vegan cheese slices like mozzarella. Could also be non-vegan. It really doesn't matter. 1.5 teaspoon chili powder. 1.5 teaspoon smoked paprika. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 3/4 cup finely ground up corn chips. 1 vegan egg. Or 1 regular egg. 1/4 cup flour. 1 cup canola oil. Optional toppings. Vegan ranch. Buffalo sauce. Or chives and green onions. Or green onions.
Mozzarella sticks.
Yes, but what kind of mozzarella sticks?
Vegan.
No, not other than that.
Like Mexican.
Spicy mozzarella sticks.
Spicy Southwest mozzarella sticks.
Think about what goes into the coating.
Oh, Mexican mozzarella sticks.
I said that.
Oh, you did.
Paprika mozzarella sticks.
No.
Jalapeno ranch mozzarella sticks.
No.
Wait, what? You put spices in it and tortilla chips are in the coating.
Burrito mozzarella sticks.
Yes.
Oh.
But also, if you are vegan and want to make this recipe, the spicy sweet chili Doritos are vegan. You could just use those.
Oh, I love those. Those are so good. Oh my god.
I've not tried those.
Oh my god.
What kind of ex-American living in Australia are you?
They are the best Doritos. You actually like will stop eating them because just like the flavor is so intense. Whereas the other ones are like made to like give you not enough. So you keep eating until you get that one real flavorful chip. But all of the sweet spicy sweet chili ones. Oh, the purple bag. Wallace. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So this one includes, I'm going to include like some of the cooking utensils needed to do this. So you need a tray and it needs to be covered in parchment paper. You'll also need like a plastic baggie. You need however amount of a yogurt of your choice, like a cup of yogurt, whatever. And then about a teaspoon of vanilla.
Yogurt bark.
No.
Frozen yogurt balls.
No. Well, what did you say, Tori?
Frozen yogurt balls.
Drops. Yeah. Oh, you got it. She's making Dippin' Dots. So she puts the yogurt and the vanilla in a bag and then goes doo, 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 doo. Oh, it's like an 11-year-old girl just like doo, 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 like making Dippin' Dots.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
we should do that.
That's so fast. Okay,
Wait, was Dippin' Dots yogurt?
No.
No.
Oh, it's just,
it's just her way of doing it.
Okay.
Easy at home Dippin' Dots.
All right.
Okay. Yes.
All right. I don't have the amounts for this.
Guess.
Guess. No. It's all going to be small amounts.
Okay.
Like teaspoons.
Okay.
Okay. Water, soybean oil, distilled vinegar, sugar, salt, eggs, Romano cheese, garlic, like from a spice cabinet, Italian spices, xanthan gum, dextrose, annatto color, calcium disodium, natural flavors.
What the heck? So it's a
wild bread.
It's not bread.
Some kind of well, plaid bread isn't really bread.
Wait, there's
some kind of keto bread.
No.
A cheese ball. Definitely. A cheese ball. Oh.
Eggs and cheese. That's like the main things that stick out.
And you said banana flavor? Is that what you said?
No.
Natural flavor.
Natural flavors.
Oh, I heard banana.
Annatto.
Oh, extract. Oh,
annatto color.
Oh, what's that?
I think it's like a dye to make it a certain color.
What color?
Cheese crisps.
You can't tell us what color?
Natural color?
From the picture? Was there no picture?
I mean, I guess it's a beigey.
Cheese crisps. I don't know.
No.
Quiche.
Frittata.
A crustless quiche.
What's dextrose?
It's like a sugar thing.
Oh, that makes sense. So it's a bunch of spices, some cheese, some egg.
Serena, you have definitely eaten it. McKenna, I think you have, but I'm not positive.
I have definitely eaten it?
Yeah.
Where? What does that mean? When was it?
A lot of times. We've had it at our house. We've had it at restaurants.
Hollandaise sauce?
No.
Bechamel sauce?
No.
Is it some kind of sauce?
No.
We've eaten it at restaurants? Is it an omelet? Egg roll?
You put it on top of something else.
Oh, no, that's not it. I was thinking croutons.
No, it's not croutons.
Yes, keto croutons.
Yeah, there's no bread. It's just cheese. Ew, you put it on something? And it has egg in it?
What dressing? Would you put it
salad
on?
Salad dressing? Salad dressing?
Particular Whoa. One though.
The Olive Garden salad yes. dressing. Oh my god.
Have you ever had it, McKenna?
I've had Olive Garden salad. Yeah.
They haven't put eggs in their dressing?
Yeah.
I'm sure
their breadsticks are vegan, but their salad is not.
Their breadsticks are vegan, but I thought there's that butter on it.
I guess it's oil.
Mm. Oh, that makes me sad.
Olive oil. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's what it is, but
yeah. Okay, McKenna.
3 tablespoons soy sauce, 1 tablespoon maple syrup, 1/2 teaspoon smoked paprika, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1 tablespoon light oil, 2 very ripe banana peels.
Oh, I've heard of this. Are you making like barbecue banana peels?
Not exactly.
Like you're using the banana peel as like the meat substitute.
Yeah.
I feel like that would hurt your stomach. They're like rotten.
I don't know. People eat them. Wait, what are the other ingredients? It sounds like an Asian dish because they're soy sauce,
maple syrup, smoked paprika, garlic powder.
I would just say light barbecue.
Yeah, are you just making barbecue banana peel?
Not barbecue.
Crazy. Korean barbecue.
What kind of meat substitute am I making?
Pork.
Pulled pork. Brisket.
What type of pork? What
Mojo type of pork? Pork.
Banana. Think of a banana. Okay. What shape is it?
Penis.
Once it's peeled.
See, what shape is it?
Oh, a star?
A crescent?
You hold it up.
An octopus.
It's thin. And you can cut it into like each individual peel, thin, cooked in those. And it's the oils for the cooking. So you fry it.
Fried pulled.
When pork. I was little, I was the queen of.
Are you making bacon?
Yes. Banana peel bacon.
Ew.
I am not going to try it.
You're not? Why not?
I don't find eating banana peels appealing.
But you might.
But if it's, I could see it. If it's totally fried up and crispy, like anything tastes good. So.
Yeah. Well, someone else can make it for me. But did you guys?
What you're just food? Gonna you're just gonna throw away those banana peels? Waste that food? I saw a video of a girl. Well, I don't know if it was a girl.
No, she's gonna compost it.
Yeah.
I don't think she has a compost, but
we do. We have a big compost pile in the back that we're not supposed to have.
Anyway, oh wow, I saw a video. Well, because it brings in rats. So
what are you gonna do?
Well, with we have it along the edge of the woods.
Okay, but okay, Oprah would not approve. Does Oprah know?
her neighbor right now, because she didn't show up. Well, she didn't come to our houses when they were filming here.
Oh, anyway, this video, it's someone using the watermelon rinds, and then they like blend them all up and turn them into ice cubes to just throw into smoothies because they're very high in fiber. And they're just kind of like tasteless. And I was like,
I get enough fiber in my diet. I don't
know. Oh my God, shut up. Okay.
All right, next.
This might be easy. We'll do a fourth a cup of chocolate chips, half a teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1/4 cup of maple syrup, 1/2 cup of peanut butter, and 1 can of drained chickpeas.
Like the chickpeas are drained, not the... Are you making no-bake brownies?
No.
Cheesecake?
No.
Chickpea brownies?
No.
Some kind of brownie?
No. There's no cocoa powder, so it can't be a brownie.
Well, there's chocolate chips.
Dessert hummus.
Melt the chocolate chips.
Then it would be a blondie.
Oh, yeah, Tori, dessert hummus.
Ew. God, I hope not.
Peanut butter.
I guess that's what it is, but that's not what it is.
Peanut butter mousse.
No.
Peanut butter dip.
No.
Cookie dough. Edible cookie dough.
Yep. Edible cookie dough.
I probably have that recipe saved on my
Pinterest. Yeah. Yeah. I had it saved like 4 times of different people. Yeah. That was it.
Do you want to do one more each?
I don't have any more. So no. No. Let's just make this short.
Okay.
Wait. Let me track Nick. Hold on. Pause.
All right. Not sure what to make for Meatless Monday? We'll tell you.
Oh gosh.
Pick a veggie. Eggplant, carrot, mushroom, butternut squash, kale, or cauliflower.
I want to use eggplant.
Ew. I'll use carrot.
I'm gonna make baba ganoush.
Cauliflower.
Let us know in the comments if you can't stand the texture of eggplant like I can't.
Now pick a fruit. Apple, grapes, peach. Mango, strawberry, grapefruit,
apple,
strawberry,
peach. Pick an egg style: scrambled, fried, soft boiled, poached, hard boiled, or no thanks.
No thanks.
I'm going to say poached.
I'm going to say soft boiled, which is essentially poached, just in the shell.
Pick a plant-based protein. Edamame, lentils, almonds, chickpeas, black beans, or quinoa.
Going to say black beans.
Black beans for me too.
I do enjoy a black bean brownie.
I like black bean hummus.
I will say almonds.
I made some black bean hummus yesterday.
Oh wow. Ta-ra to you, love.
Pick an herb or spice. Garlic, cilantro, thyme, red flakes, cinnamon, or rosemary.
No more of those crappy accents, though.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
what you mean?
Cinnamon.
Garlic?
I'm choosing garlic. It's the only one you need.
Pick a pasta or grain. Wild rice, soba noodles, orzo, pasta, brown rice, or no thanks. Okay, can I just say, I hate how people think orzo is not pasta. Orzo is just pasta. It's not its own grain. It's just a shape of pasta.
True.
I'm pretty sure.
It is.
But I'm picking orzo because it rocks. Love it.
I'll do soba noodles, though they look fun.
I can't decide between brown rice and wild rice, which I know wild rice isn't actually rice. Just depends on what texture I'm in the mood for.
I'm going to go with brown rice. My controversial opinion is that wild rice sucks.
I like it. I think it's a cool texture.
Mm-hmm. Is it crunchier?
It's just...
Wild rice is only good because when you buy wild rice, it's like half mixed with brown rice because no one wants only wild rice. Like you literally cannot buy just wild rice. It's always in a mixture with brown rice because it doesn't like fully soften when it cooks. So it's an awful texture.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Pick a sauce, bechamel, sweet chili, soy sauce, tomato sauce, pesto, or peanut sauce. Oh, you know I'm a soft girl. I want all of them.
I know. I'm like, pesto, sweet chili, pesto, sweet chili.
Pesto, sweet chili, peanut sauce, tomato sauce.
Yeah, I'm doing peanut sauce. Love peanut sauce.
And tomato sauce does not mean ketchup for my Aussies. It is like, looks like a pasta type tomato sauce.
Marinara.
Ew, yeah. You get all of these choices as well as ketchup.
Yeah, right. Ew. Oh, on your veggies and rice.
You're making meatloaf tonight. You're having some sloppy joes.
I'm gonna pick sweet chili.
Me too.
I got cauliflower tikka masala.
Me too.
That's good. Homemade tikka masala, which is made with cauliflower, crushed tomatoes, cashew cream, and lots of spices, happens to be completely vegan. It also comes together in just 30 minutes in the Instant Pot.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm going to press get the recipe.
That's I saw like a meme once where it was like, just got an Instant Pot. It works. I put an apple in it for 30 minutes, and then I had a really hot apple.
I'm sure
it works. It's awesome. I had a really hot apple. I got spinach and mushroom lasagna, which doesn't contain really anything I talked about. Layers of lasagna noodles, spinach and ricotta and mozzarella cheese are covered in creamy mushroom sauce. The best part about this recipe is that you can make a big batch and freeze it in individual portions for lazy nights. Where's my peanut sauce? Where are my soba noodles? Where's my eggplant? Literally, there's something called eggplant lasagna. And why are there mushrooms and spinach in it? Whatever.
Oh my gosh.
It looks good though. I do like mushrooms. Okay, McKenna, what's yours?
I said the same as Tori.
Oh, okay. Wow. Wonderful, wonderful.
Yes. What a good episode tonight. Thank you everyone for joining us on this week's episode. I think it was a lot of fun. It was a little shorter. So all in all, a good time. So be sure to keep our podcast alive and do all the things like rating and downloading and following and reviewing and
liking and loving and commenting.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love.
Put a random recipe, put some random ingredients in the comments, and we can play, I guess, the recipe down there.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Don't make it hard.
Thanks for tuning in. Maybe we'll do this again, and we'll see you next week, or listen to you, talk to you.
You'll hear us.
You'll hear us next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's Long Distance Sisters. Be sure to subscribe for more episodes and leave a good review.
And check out the video version on our YouTube channel.
You can find all of our other social media information in the description.
Talk to you later.
Bye.